Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Especially as a woman, by the time you have made it to the Kendra call-in show, that should be the immediate red flag that you are at rock bottom. All right? You are officially at rock bottom.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name's Haley.
Haley. All right. Give me some good light, Haley.
Okay. Let me get some. I'm so surprised.
Okay. There we go.
So I just
got off
work, so I still have a full face of makeup on.
All right, Haley, where are you calling us from, Haley?
I'm from the Oregon coast right now.
Oregon coast. Haley, how old are you?
34.
They're going to complain that they were ran through their whole life, but while they were partying for the past 10 years, all the good girls got cuffed by the good guys. And so now, when they look at all the men that are options, they're going to be competing with the now 20-year-old good girls and be stuck. Why? Because all the good guys are gone. You missed your chance being a fucking whole bitch.
At your age, you're basically unmatchable. Like, forget about it. Basically, you're done. You're like a has-been, and no man will ever go for you.
Oh, stop trying to act like you this fragile little butterfly.
Not a bad-looking white woman. But she went somewhere wrong in life if she's on the Kendra G show. 34, past the motherfucking wall on the ghetto YouTube dating show. Not where any white woman wants to end up.
What went wrong with you?
She's been on the dating market for over 16 years and couldn't finagle a win as an attractive white woman in America.
It's an automatic L in my book. Real talk. Automatic L.
I have one 12-year-old son.
Oh, this is good light. You got the sunlight. Okay. 12-year-old son. You ever been married?
I was married 11 years ago.
Okay. So your son's father?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, y'all got divorced right after you had the baby?
He was about 1.5.
How y'all get divorced?
We were young. I was 21 when I got married.
Okay.
My first husband was a good man, and I divorced him.
Why did Kendra find that to be an acceptable answer? Oh, why did you get divorced? You had a 1-year-old. Oh, you know, I was young. Oh, okay, gotcha. No problem, that makes total sense. Won't give any pushback on that answer.
I meet men who actually want to be husbands. But yeah. Y'all don't want those men.
Like, tried really hard to be attracted to men who, like, treat me well.
It's boring.
It's not only boring, but it makes me feel uncomfortable.
What the fuck?
You divorced your husband with a 1-year-old because you was young.
Don't just take off, even if you think you're leaving for a good reason.
See, because usually when there's a reason, a good reason why a woman got divorced, she'll hint to it. Or she'll say, I really don't want to talk about it. It's kind of, you know, one of those type of things. She'll say something like that. The hint towards like, oh, something serious. She didn't even try to front. She said, oh, I was just young. So you put your son at a statistical disadvantage in life because you was young. Get the fuck out of here. There's no such thing as too young. Plenty of people married their high school sweethearts and rolled it out to the grave with them. There's no such thing as I was too young. That's basically admitting I had some more fucking to do and living and traveling and all this other shit to do. And I prioritize that over keeping my family intact. That's essentially what people mean when they say, oh, I was young. I got divorced because I was young. AKA, I needed some more dicks in me. Based on that, we're going to roll with she's a bullshit human being. And let's see if she can change my mind and our minds.
What do you do for a living, Haley?
I'm a massage and spa therapist. And I work with horses as well.
She's a massage therapist. That can mean a different thing, if you know what I mean. What kind of massage therapist, ma'am? Is it some type of weird, freaky sex thing? Or do you really give massages on the up and up? Over the table or massages under the table, if you know what I mean?
I don't need sleep. I need answers.
And you work with horses. What does that even mean? Do you work for a company while you're working with these horses? This is starting to sound like one of those situations where she's not looking for love, she's looking for help at 34.
And this is why we say you women are so disgusting. Bops such as yourself that come on these clown shows. Y'all so freaking disgusting, it's not even funny.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
Someone mature, kind, driven.
Okay, that's it? What are your deal breakers?
Deal breaker, Doesn't like kids, doesn't like dogs.
Do you want more kids?
I would love at least one more child.
Okay, do you want to get married again?
I would only have children if I got married again.
Okay. He can have kids already, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
In society's opinion, that lowers your value. Haven't you guys heard these men out here in the manosphere? Oh, I don't want to date no woman with kids. Oh, no, I'm not trying to be no stepdaddy to her kids.
She has a rule that she only has kids within wedlock. In theory, that sounds good, but not when you just divorced a motherfucker a year later and then hoed up for fucking 10, 15 years, and now you're on the Kendra G app talking about, I have another kid, you know, if you marry me, but no promises, I might divorce you the following year after I have the baby. But at least I had kids in wedlock. The fuck out of here.
Should he look a certain way?
Yes. I don't know exactly what God has for me.
You think somebody gonna hand you something for nothing? You're wrong.
But symmetrical and healthy.
Okay. Now you know I got to ask, girlfriend, do you date black men?
I have a few times. I was engaged to a black man.
We got to draw some lines. This shit getting out of hand.
Why didn't y'all get married? What happened?
He wanted polyamory.
I'm a boss. I'm not with that. It's never nothing no more. Like, I look like a boss. I feel like a boss. I taste like a boss. Nigga, Max Biggavale. Fuck out of here, man.
Shout out to Kendra G facial expressions. That's the look I got on my face right now. He has to have a symmetrical face and be fit. So we know what that means. Chad and Tyrone. Call him. She's been fucking Chad and Tyrone since she divorced her husband with the 1.5-year-old. She's been getting pumped and dumped by Chads and Tyrones for how many years? Over a decade. And she said she got engaged to a black man. So she got engaged to the bad boy player type who said, look, I'll marry you, but I'm going to have other bitches. So what does that tell us?
That is a question that you can expound so much on.
And I just want to be very clear. It's always a huge red flag when a woman was engaged, but it didn't turn into a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You knew what it was. He didn't just spring that on you and you were just like, what? You want poly? Why didn't you tell me? To this point, you knew what it was.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-mm. Absolutely.
Blue pill people will hear a woman's story trying to find a way to shoot her some bail about everything. Blue pill people will look at a woman's story from the perspective of, well, the woman had to be innocent in everything. The woman didn't do anything wrong. She just got a bad deal, dealt a bad hand. That's how blue pill people assess these situations. As a red-pilled man, I assess these situations assuming the worst from these bitches and working backwards.
You're a good man.
Oh, he tells you up front, like, listen, Haley, I can marry you, girl, but I'm going to have some hoes. What you down for it or not?
He didn't tell me up front. That might have been part of the problem.
Oh, how did you find out?
Oh, my gosh. I was 19 years old.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
Something not adding up. You were 19 years old, but you got married to your baby daddy at 21. Hold on. It ain't adding up, baby. It ain't adding up. You were engaged to a black man before you got married to the dude you had a kid with? Oh, this woman was out there.
I'm not just having sex with one, not two, but three different guys. That's right. I'm a player, but that's cool because I got it like that.
My life dreams are to drop out of school, to be on Girls Gone Wild, and to have my baby. And there's nothing my stepmother can say to change my mind.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. All this happened between 19 and 21. Engaged to a black man who wanted Polly. Then 2 years later, pregnant by a white man that you left a year later. Oh no, stay away from this one. Stay far, 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 far away from this one, y'all.
I was 19 years old. And he was on his, it was a phone situation.
If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally?
That was a pimp trying to hold Haley out. He was trying to turn Haley out, y'all. She had a relationship with a pimp over the phone who was trying to get her down with the stable. That's what that was at 19. Wow.
In any case, okay. That was another lifetime.
All right.
Yeah.
No, not really.
But do you have an ethnicity preference?
I actually don't.
What about money, Haley? Should he make a certain amount of money?
Yes. I understand how sometimes if it's a project that they do for jobs that it might take some time for money to start coming in. So for me, it's more about them having passion projects, if that makes sense. Okay. But of course, having stability and having assets. But the 9-to-5, I would prefer somebody wasn't as into a 9-to-5 and more into making the world a better place.
I get it, but then I don't get it. That's where I'm at with it.
This is that woo-woo shit. Like, this is that make the world a better place, don't work a 9-to-5 shit. That's not stability. See, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. I want stability in a man with assets, but not to work a 9-to-5. He needs to, like, just make the world a better place.
Ooh. Can a man make $60,000 a year and date you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You would date a man that makes $60,000. Okay. All right, Haley. Let's do the Kendra Cam. They said she's so pretty. Okay, you look small too. Oh, gosh. Ooh, we see you, Haley. Okay.
My milk of magnesia. Oh. Oh. After the devil made you, he broke the mold.
When was your last relationship?
2 years ago.
Okay. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
December.
You whore.
Whoever said that the streets were fun, oh, I'm just going to go back to the streets, they're lying. No one should be playing in the streets. It's not safe.
It's over for you thoughts. It's over. It ain't that time. It's over for y'all. The other thoughts made it bad for you.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street. Have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.